I think that's exactly right. It's not too late. Microsoft could certainly commit to the open source movement in a positive way. Why are they making this move? I mean, part of it is in a way, it's that, as you point out, open source software has been around in a while and it's more and more successful, and Microsoft could believe that that open source software, the rising use of it in business and government, is sort of forcing its hand, and that it had better get along with open source for its future. And as you put it, part of this is possibly to appease European Union regulators who do have a current action against Microsoft for not being interoperable. Last October, I think it was, there was a ruling against Microsoft in Europe in which Microsoft agreed to share information with rivals. But after that, there was some new complaints from Microsoft competitors, and the EU regulators announced recently that they were opening new investigations of the company. So again, this looks like a partial move to appease European regulators. Also keep in mind that the deal between Microsoft and Yahoo, in which Microsoft is trying to take over Yahoo, could draw new antitrust scrutiny as well. So this could be another move to sort of blunt future criticism of the company. And finally, Microsoft is trying to win approval from the ISO, which is this international standard-setting body for their Office Open format, which is like a document format. A lot of government contracts that require software to have a more open standard depend on that open standard. And so Microsoft could see a lot of these sort of big government contracts sort of hanging in the balance. So this could be another attempt to sort of curry favor with this standard setting body.
You know, one of the